Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. It was a busy day for hockey at the international level yesterday. The women's gold medal game at the Beijing Olympics won by Canada. The Canadian women managed to squeeze out a 3-2 win over the United States to capture the gold or maybe recapture the gold. Earlier in the day in men's Olympic hockey, Canada was eliminated. They were blanked 2-0 by a suffocating defensive stance imposed by Sweden. So with that win, Sweden advanced to the Final Four. And while the Olympics are the biggest stage in sports these days, hockey or otherwise, that's not to say there aren't significant games in these parts, including tonight in Meaford in the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League. The Knights of Meaford are hosting the Bradford Bulls tonight in another pivotal match between these two teams. Meaford is third in the North Division, only 2 points up on Bradford, although the Bulls have played two less games. This is the second head-to-head clash between these two teams in the last 2 weeks. Going back to February 3rd at the Castle, the Bulls won 1-0 in a game that featured a marvelous goalie duel between Travis Smith of Bradford and Meaford's Dan Sultanov. The underlying story, though, is that the only goal of the game was a power play marker by Daniel Butt of the Bulls during a sequence in which the Knights had taken 5 straight penalties. Looking forward to see what transpires tonight in Meaford. Again, it's a 7:30 start at the Meaford and St. Vincent Community Center for the Knights and the Bradford Bulls. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.